Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla. What is up, champion? Hey, I got some pretty cool advice I'd like to share with you today. I think it'll help you in your own movement, in your business. It's around messaging, okay? So we talk about messaging. It's always important that you're really crystal clear on your message. I'm not so much a fan of, you know, finding the perfect avatar. You know how you see a lot of these exercises online when people who talk about marketing. Like, okay, now you got to really drill down your avatar. Like, what kind of coffee do they drink? What color is their house? How many cars do they have? How many times have been married? Now, is that important? It is important. Of course, it is important. However, I think people, like most things, they get too lost in the weeds and it prevents them from really just getting moving, you know? So when you talk about messaging, it's important that whenever you're speaking, talking, writing, especially in emails, I find myself when I'm reading emails from marketers, if they're talking at how I would normally talk out and about at my kid's lacrosse game or hanging out at the mall or, you know, having a drink or something like that, I don't need people talking in like these really big hyperbolic phrases, you know, these really $800 words and speaking in all these tricky little metaphors. I find that exhausting. Like, I don't want to have to think when I'm speaking to somebody. I want to be able to understand what they're saying right out of the gate. And when you do it in your messaging, you want to make sure you're doing the same thing. Did you know that 50% of Americans read at an eighth grade level or less? Half of our country in the USA reads at an eighth grade level or less. Are you doing your marketing at an eighth grade level or less? And if you're not, you're making a mistake. Oh, but Sam, no, my market is sufficient. No, they're not. No, they're really not. Even if they've got a degree in law or they're a doctor or accountant or an engineer or, you know, they're really far in academia, they still speak. Most people speak like a seventh grader. That's not offensive. I mean, I hope you didn't take it that way. The way I'm talking right now, I'm not talking like some brainiac. I could if I wanted to. I'm a chameleon. I can blend in if I were to go to, a medical board meeting. God, can you imagine me at a medical board meeting? Holy cow. I'd have to be escorted out by security. You know where I'd really have to be escorted out by security is if I found myself in some sort of human resources meeting. Then, human resources was my kryptonite in the corporate world, man. I used to battle those people just horns locking. I'm like, come on, let's just do it this way. Oh, no. That does not meet our quality 360 standards, Sam. But go back to the employee nice to have you with us handbook, and it spells it out right there. Yeah. Okay. Because we all know life is lived inside the book covers of the employee handbook. That's where all success is made. Anyway, we need HR departments, so please don't send me your emails about how great HR is. I get it, but I don't do well with that environment at all. Anyway, can you imagine me at an HR meeting talking about every day is Saturday? But when we're speaking, speak like a seventh grader. Just talk, you know, like when you read a lot faster when it's just normal verbiage that you say every day, that your thoughts going through your mind. And when the thoughts are going through your mind, when you're thinking about your grocery list or you got to go to Home Depot and pick up tools, I mean, are you talking like, you know, somebody that's way out of that league? Let's see. I need a robust, I'm going to Kroger today. I need a robust, bright, neophonic, that's not a word, green head of lettuce, which resembles Stonehenge in its girth and really radiates and emanates this greenery from a pasture. No, I need a head of lettuce. That's all I need. I need a head of lettuce. Okay? Write like that in your marketing. talk like that in your messaging. Don't go way out ahead of your skis and think, oh, I got to hold on, honey. Grab the dictionary. Bring it to me right now. I've got to find a word that's got 17 consonants in it to try to describe the sun. Okay, don't do that because you're going to get lost in all that. And you know, you're probably laughing right now and you're thinking, oh God, this is hilarious. It's true. Think about it. Try this in your next messaging. Remember, half the United States reads at an eighth grade level or less, okay? And these are people that are your customers as well. I'm not saying that people are lack education. I'm saying the brain doesn't work that way. The brain doesn't work in, unless you're, like I said, doing a Harvard Medical Journal or something like that, you might want to talk a little bit higher level. You ain't marketing to the Harvard Medical Journal types, okay? You're marketing to everyday individuals who are consumers of your product. And if you want to get your messaging tight and you want them to rally around you and resonate with you, make sure you speak like people speak every single day. That's important. And I think a lot of people miss that, okay? So with that said, hey, also make sure if you haven't jumped on my calendar for your power call, go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. Would love to speak to you about your movement. Try this in your messaging, okay? Use this in your messaging. No more $100 words. Most people read at less than an eighth grade level. And if you have to sing it like that, it really, really brings it home. Not only do I read and speak less than an eighth grade level, I sing at less than an eighth. You want the trifecta? You really want to be successful? Start singing at an eighth grade level or less. All right, I hope that helps in your marketing today. Sam Crowley, every day is Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.